With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, we're after 11 o'clock right now, so this is interesting. Still don't see on the stream if Doug is back. Oh.
Just drank cup number five.
Okay.
What time did you say, 11:17?
I said 11:17.
I said 11:30?
Yes, and a lot of people on Twitch have put the over-under at 11:15.
I'd bet the under.
Yeah! I had a friend of mine text me and says we should get a wireless mic on you to follow you around.
You know, you shouldn't. Honest to God, look, we're doing this for a reason. This is, of course, ridiculous. But after the passing of Jamie, yeah, let's normalize this, man. We should all do it, and we should do it without hesitation. And, yeah, I'm about to lose it. It's about to be odd. This is crazy. But
is this the same thing as breaking the seal, like when you're at a party or something like that? You've had a bunch of beer and you haven't. I mean,
you haven't gone, and then you go, and then you can't stop going.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, in fairness, because you're drinking a lot of liquid in a short amount of time.
Yes. And there's nothing in my stomach, like nothing. Yesterday, I didn't eat any solid foods. After the show was done, I hadn't eaten all day. Actually, no, it's not true. I had a bowl of broth.
Begrudgingly.
Yes, it was terrible. Excuse me. At like 12:30, and it was awful. And then after the show, I was like, I can have popsicles. And I went and got a box of popsicles. I had three of them yesterday. And then I made myself some Jell-O. I got some Jell-O, and I had a cup of Jell-O. I know.
What flavor
like
Jell-O?
A child. Orange.
And of course you went with orange. Nobody goes with orange Jell-O.
Well, you can't have purple or red. So my choices were all that was there. The choices were orange or lemon. From the store I was at. So I took the orange.
Okay. Fair enough. What kind of popsicles did you go with?
Tangerine. They were really good.
All right.
Really good.
All popsicles.
I'm really hungry and I'm looking forward to this being over because I'm going to eat. But in the meantime,
you feel like
going through the colonoscopy prep and
something's brewing now.
Something is brewing. All right. So Barry Alvarez holding a Zoom call. Did you see some of the stuff about the scheduling?
No.
Okay, so Brett McMurphy. Here we go. Sorry, I lost it. Brett McMurphy. First, he retweeted something from Ross Dellinger. Said the Big Ten doesn't have built-in bye weeks, so they're going to start October 24th or whatever. I think it's 24th, and they just play straight through. They will play 8 games, and then a title game on December 19th. Everybody's going to play 8 games, so your 6 division games, and teams that finish 2nd through 7th in the East and West Division will play a 9th game against each other on December 19th.
Oh.
So let's just – I'm going to choose a random scenario, just randomly choose a team. Let's say Ohio State wins the East and Minnesota wins the West. They will play one another. Michigan finishes 2nd and Iowa finish 2nd. They will play one another. 3rd and 3rd and 4th and 4th and all the way on down.
I think it's cool. I mean, look, they're making the best of a bad situation here, right?
This is the old COVID year what the F deal, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, fine. Sure.
Okay, I'm sure the coaches love it. I'm sure the players love it. And, you know, go ahead and do that. I think that's cool. That way, not everybody is left out. You want to have the most games you can. Originally, the schedule is 12 games. Then it got knocked down to 10. Then it's reported as 8. And now it.
But it's 9.
Could be 9. I like it.
Yep. Brett McMurphy, Wisconsin's Barry Alvarez says the 9th game for non-Big Ten title game participants, quote, we wanted to make something meaningful, unique. And then Brett McMurphy writes, boy, did they ever, 2 last place teams playing each other December 19th. That Illinois-Rutgers game.
I don't know, Rutgers could be better than people think.
And Illinois could be too. I just, you know.
Yeah, chose. I'm just saying. Wait,
two likely candidates, 2 usual suspects maybe is a better
way
to put
well,
it.
Yes, well, that's better way. But Rutgers is, you're doing. I'm getting kind of excited. Doug, we're doing our first little bit of a dive into the pool of Big Ten football here. Rutgers has had a change at the head coach with the bringing back the old guard here. And
Greg Schiano.
And Greg Schiano has really been active in the transfer portal.
Yep.
They have brought in a lot of players, and I would expect them to be much more competitive. And yet,
and Lovie hasn't recruited poorly at Illinois.
No.
But you know they
showed some signs last year.
Well, they beat Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, so. They showed some signs last year.
Kevin Warren said, quote, there's a lot of criticism because we're passionate in the Big Ten.
It just means more.
Yeah. also, Big Ten says no fans for any games, according to Brett McMurphy. Maybe family members can attend.
Okay. I would hope that students can come. I would hope.
I would really hope so. It's like in the NFL, what is there, where there were 3 teams that were hosting fans?
In small percentages, yeah.
Yes. And I think there's 5 total, but you know, obviously some of them were at home this first week. This is just like everything else. Like Rob Manfred came out and said, I got a quote here that I wanted to get to today about something else. But as far as fans, he said there might be a limited number socially distanced protection provided for fans in terms of temperature checks and the like, kind of like pods we saw in the NFL. We'll probably use the same theory. That's the baseball commissioner on having fans for the playoffs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.